Another striking policy shift from the new U.S. administration, a big retreat from efforts to deal with the global climate crisis. The specifics have yet to be disclosed. We expect a major executive order on the subject from the president next week. But we got a remarkable preview yesterday from the new EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, who you might remember fought against efforts to combat climate change when he was attorney general in Oklahoma. It came in this exchange with CNBC's Joe Kernan.
Do you believe that it's been proven that CO2 is the primary control knob for climate? Do you believe that?
No, I think that measuring with precision human activity on the climate is something very challenging to do, and there's tremendous disagreement about the degree of impact. So no, I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see.
Well, at this point in history, it would have only been more astonishing if Pruitt had said he doesn't believe in gravity. Okay, the Earth's climate is more complicated than gravity, but there really isn't any serious scientific disagreement anymore on the role of soaring levels of CO2 in the atmosphere in helping to heat up the planet. We thought Pruitt's comments were a good opportunity for a little refresher on that science. Just what do we know about what's going on with the climate, and how do we know it? For that, we've called up Barry Bickmore. He's a professor of geosciences at Brigham Young University in Utah. So, Professor Bickmore, just remind us what we know about what we people are doing to the global climate, in particular, how that involves CO2.
Well, the first thing we know is that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, which slows down the rate heat can escape from the Earth to space. So the fact is, and this is just basic physics, if you put more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it will warm things up. Number two, we know that burning fossil fuels puts more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
So just the idea that carbon is not a primary contributor to global warming, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's absolutely wrong. And the idea that we have no idea about it just because we can't, you know, exactly pin down the percentage. I mean, you could say that about almost anything.
So an equally important question, in this time when basic scientific knowledge is being challenged from all sides, how do we know that the global climate is warming up?
Well, they have thermometers all over the world. They have for, you know, 150 years and in some places longer than that. We have satellites that can, you know, estimate how the temperature changes in the atmosphere. We can also go and look at past changes in climate through geochemical means. So we can go back and reconstruct, you know, how much carbon dioxide was in the atmosphere approximately. We can reconstruct what the temperature was, and we can reconstruct, you know, what the sun was doing as far as putting out more or less radiation. So we can pin down the major players way back into the past too. Mm. And it's really clear that carbon dioxide isn't the only player in the game, but it's always been one of the big ones.
I gather you didn't always accept all this evidence yourself. How has your understanding of climate change changed over the years?
Well, I'm a lifelong Republican, and conservatives generally, our knee-jerk reaction to something like this is, oh, they're probably overblowing this. But once I started looking into it, what I found out was that there was a lot of evidence piled up on one side and basically a lot of hot air on the other, some really, really bad arguments. Whenever I checked, I found out that the critics of the mainstream science were almost always being really disingenuous. That's probably the most polite way to say it.
You also teach at Brigham Young University, not exactly a liberal bastion, and you've put your own beliefs and values as a conservative out there as part of this discussion of climate change. Why do you think the issue has gotten so polarized to the point where, you know, what you did, essential acceptance of basic climate science facts, just seems to brand someone as a liberal?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that the knee-jerk reaction of a conservative will always be to downplay problems like this, because if your ideology is that you should try a more hands-off approach of governing, then that a problem like this that requires a lot of cooperation to address is going to be really inconvenient for that ideology. But it's gotten to the point where people just out of hand, instead of saying we don't need to do as much as these other people are saying to solve the problem, they're saying there is no problem. But they're taking a terrible, terrible risk by just pretending there is no problem.
Barry Bickmore teaches geosciences at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.